You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what Paul meant when he said that the church must not be burdened. Let's get started. The title for this episode is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 16, where Paul told Timothy, "If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, so that it may relieve those who are widows indeed." The New American Standard version of that translation of that verse says, "Let not the church be burdened, that it may assist those who are widows indeed." This verse comes at the end of a section dealing with the care for certain widows, those who are described here as widows indeed. Paul gave Timothy instructions about which widows were to receive continual, ongoing support from the local church and which ones were not. Now, this may seem odd to us, that why would Paul, as an apostle, as he's giving instructions to Timothy about what the church was to be doing, why would he be writing to exclude certain people from receiving care and receiving support and receiving help from the church? Why would this be something that Paul would write to Timothy about? Why couldn't the church just help whoever they were able to help? Why wouldn't the church just try to help as many people as they could? It's important that we understand what this verse is talking about. In the case that Paul is describing here, where you have widows who have family who can care for them. Again, as it says there in verse 16, a man or woman believe they have widows, let them relieve them. If there is family, if you have a parent, if you have a grandparent, if someone in your family who is a widow, you help them rather than saying, well, let's let the church help them. When there is a need, the first line of support is the family. It's not the church. It is the family. And so Paul said here, because of that, you let the family take care of these widows when there are those to care for them, and let not the church be charged. Do not let the church be burdened, so that the church is then able to care for those who are widows indeed, those who don't have anyone to help them. But this idea that the church not being charged with something or not being burdened with something can certainly extend in application beyond just what Paul was talking about there with the widows. As he described there to Timothy, you have widows who might need care, might need support. Some the church can care for, and some the church was to allow others to take care of them. Some would need ongoing support, and the church was to provide help, and some they were to get help from other sources. So as we think about that principle and how it extends in application, we look at what God has given the church to do. There is plenty of work that the local church can be involved in doing, without men trying to throw additional tasks and obligations upon it. We think about what the work of the church is. The local church has been commissioned with the work of, number one, evangelism. We talked about this in a previous episode, that the church is the pillar and support of the truth, that the church is there to uphold the truth, to spread the truth, to teach the gospel. The church is to be involved in the work of evangelism. The church is also to be involved in the work of edification, which means that the church builds up its members. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16 talks about how the church is a self-edifying body, the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, causes the proper growth and the building up of itself in love. The church is a self-edifying body, that it works to grow its members. And also, as we see in the New Testament, a church can provide temporary benevolence in certain situations to Christians. In Acts 11, we read about Christians in Antioch sending relief to Christians in Judea. In Romans 15 and verse 26, we read about relief being sent to brethren in Jerusalem. And so all of these recipients, in every case, they were Christians, but they were able to be provided for by the church. And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, where this verse is found that we were looking at, continual benevolence to widows is discussed here in this chapter. And so there were certain ones that might be cared for on a temporary basis because of some extenuating circumstance, whether it's a famine or something like that. And then others, in the case of the widows indeed, would receive ongoing care and support by the church. And so you think about, those are the works that God has given the church to do, primarily evangelism and edification. Those works always need to be done. Benevolence is done on an as-needed basis. And when opportunities come up where there is benevolence that needs to be done, Christians that need to be helped, they can be helped. Or in the case of widows indeed, they can be taken on as far as an ongoing care and support for them. But Paul says here, you make sure that when you provide this help and this support, you do it in the way that's prescribed and do that so that the church will not be burdened. Don't put more on the church than is necessary so that way it doesn't hinder its work. In this case, caring for those who are widows indeed. Now, when we think about all of the works that God has given the church, and then add on to that all of the works that man has decided, well, we think the church should do this. We think the church should be able to provide care for just anyone, not just Christians, but also extend care to non-Christians. We think the church should be able to provide resources for education, for daycare, for recreation, for all of these types of things. We think the church should be able to have a fellowship hall. We think the church should be doing all of these things. When we think about what the church has been given to do, aside from the fact of the question of authority for all these practices, that's the primary question we need to ask. Where is the authority for doing all of these things? But even when you step beyond the question about authority, you get to the question about 1 Timothy 5 and verse 16 that's suggested there. Are we burdening the church with things that should not be part of the work of the church? Are we, by putting these things on the church, are we hindering the actual work of the church? Many people think that, well, the church needs to be doing this, it needs to be doing that, providing benevolence to non-Christians, providing recreation for the members, providing common meals for the members that they can get together and do that, offering services like secular education, daycare. The church needs to be doing all of these things. And we can keep adding things to the list. And you look at the churches around, and they've come up with a lot of different things to be doing. But when you think about at least these things that we've mentioned here, none of those things are wrong in themselves. Having a daycare is not wrong. People can go into business and have a daycare. It's not wrong for Christians to enjoy a meal together. It's not wrong for a Christian to help someone who is a non-Christian. The problem is that God has not given these as responsibilities for the church. That's where the issue comes in. And when you look, take it back to 1 Timothy chapter 5, and Paul talks about the care of certain widows here. Well, any of those widows are worthy of help or are deserving of help. But why would Paul say, well, certain widows are not to be helped by the church so that it can care for those who are widows indeed? It's because there are others who can care for them. And so it was certainly good for these other widows to be cared for. But Paul said it's not the church's job to do that. It's the family's job to do that. In the case of providing a daycare, that's certainly good, but it's not the church's job to do that. Helping non-Christians, that's certainly good, but it's not the church's job to do that. When we put these other works on the church, not only are we doing something that we have no authority for in the scriptures, but we are distracting the church from what it ought to be doing, from the work that God has given it to do in evangelism and edification and to the limited extent of benevolence that is described in the New Testament. Local churches need to be focusing their time and their energy and their resources on the tasks that God has given. And there is so much work to do in these areas that for us to burden the church with anything else, even if it's something that is perfectly good and acceptable for individuals to do, or for families to do, or for businesses to do, that's perfectly legitimate. If we say, well, we want the church to do that, what you're doing now is distracting the church from what God wants the church to be doing. So we need to remember what Paul said here and the principle that is behind it. That when he talked about caring for widows, again, 1 Timothy 5:16, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, or do not let the church be burdened, so that it may relieve those who are widows indeed. Do not put work on the church that you should be doing, and let the church then do the work that God has given it to do. Let's make sure that as we work together with our local churches, we are focusing on the work that God has given. And all of these other good works, the things that are legitimate, the things that are worthy of being done, let's do those as individuals, as families, as businesses. Let's do those and allow the church to focus on the work that God has given the church to do.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you follow Plain Bible Teaching on social media or you subscribe to the newsletter, you've seen the series we've been doing the last several weeks, Making Wise Investments, that talks about the spiritual investments that we are to make as Christians. We just wrapped that up yesterday, and this was a series that actually was posted a few years ago, but we've been running it again over the last several weeks. The material from that series is also available in print. It's published in paperback by Gospel Armory. And right now through March 19th, there's actually a sale going on that book that you can pick up that book in paperback for just $5 from Gospel Armory. If you go to the Gospel Armory store, store.gospelarmory.com, and there's also a direct link in the show notes of this episode. So you can check that out. Again, just $5 for the paperback of that material, Making Wise Investments. Next week, we're going to be talking about engaging in good deeds. Until then, I hope you have a great week.